So I am talking to Anna. We coached together about 3 months ago, so we've just had a quick catch up. And I've got some questions for her about our time together coaching. So tell me, what was going on in your life before you started coaching with me?
Before I was, I think I'd just come out the back end of a job which caused me a lot of mental stress. I had like really high anxiety. Was just in a shell of myself, really, and I was also in a relationship that was really unhappy in, but was too scared to leave.
So were those the reasons that you wanted to work with me to, you know, look at some of those things that were happening in your life? Were, you know, were they some of the reasons why you wanted to work with me?
I think to begin with, I was looking for a bit, I thought like someone's got a magic answer to my life. So I'll go looking for it on the internet. I needed someone to talk to about my relationship that was totally detached, so that I didn't feel there was any bias kind of in the questions or the steer that they gave me. And also my anxiety was a massive thing for me. I kind of knew that I didn't want to take any kind of medication or anything, because I knew deep down that it was all in my head, but I'd had to get my head around it to be able to control it. And that was what I needed to do. And just the underlying feeling of not feeling good enough in pretty much every area of my life. Knowing that I had to kind of work on that for me to move forward.
What hesitations did you have about working with me?
Would it work? I got that from, I kind of spoke to my other half and my mum and stuff before I started, and they were like, you know, their questions were like, oh, well, is it gonna fix you? And I had, you know, obviously I had that kind of in my head as well, but then I thought, nothing else has, and I just needed to, I knew that there wasn't a magic answer, and I knew that I had to figure it out myself, but I knew that I couldn't do it on my own.
What did you like the most about working with me?
That you really, without being, there was no, it never felt like I was uncomfortable or put in a corner, but you did make me look at myself in a way that no one else has ever done, and you made me go to those parts of my brain that I just was like, oh, I won't go over there, I'll just stay in my bubble, and you sort of like helped me pop my bubble and go, oh god, but in a very nice, very comfortable, at the right pace way. And there's no like airy fairiness. I've done other forms of, I've just like cognitive behavior therapy, and I've spoken to counselors before, and it was all a bit airy fairy for me. Whereas with you, it's like, well, this is real life, and you've got to get on with your life. So how are we going to help you to get on with your life, rather than, and how do you feel?
Yeah, there's not so much of that going on in our sessions. I do remember actually one session in particular. I definitely challenged you on something, and I remember getting an email shortly after the session, kind of saying, "Oh my god, my mind's imploding!" And yeah, I think there was definitely a lot of that going on in our sessions, wasn't there?
Yeah, but. In a really, like, I'd never knew. I didn't realize I was strong enough to look at myself like that, because no one in my life had ever kind of called me out on my own excuses, which you did, but in a nice way.
Yeah, thank you. what specific results or changes have you noticed in your life now as a result of working with me?
Oh, well, you know, just a few. So when we started, I was, pretty much too scared to go out, didn't want to see anyone, laid in bed a lot, hiding, binge ate, didn't do any exercise, didn't really like much about my life, cried a lot. And now I feel like I knew this person was in there because I knew I'd been that person before, but probably for not like 10 years. And it sounds really cliche, but I feel like I've got my life back. But yeah, now I'm so much more, I feel like awake, and I feel like I kind of have, my patience with my own excuses has gotten a lot shorter. So I know I'm way more aware now if I'm going down a path of kind of like being a victim, I can stop myself. I can almost like, it's like Liz is on my shoulder, and I think like I can stop myself and turn myself around way quicker if I feel like I'm having a rubbish day or trying to make a decision. I can come at it a lot more pragmatically. I was single for a year the whole time that we spoke, which put me in a lot of a stronger place. I went self-employed whilst we spoke, ran a business, still run that, and then went back to work, even though I felt I overcame a whole not being good enough failure complex. I have improved a lot of relationships with like my family and my friends, and I got my health and like my looking after myself and my self-care back on track, which is massive. Yeah, so quite a bit.
Just a few things there. What do you think puts people off coaching, and what do you know to be different about coaching?
I think people worrying about what people think of them puts them off. I know when I've had conversations, like now I will talk to anyone about it, but even still, when I broach it, you can see some people go, "Oh, you've had a coach," and then I'm like, and I'm so pro coaching, I've beat them to the ground. But I think other people's perceptions, I think worrying that it won't work, I think not understanding it.
Yeah.
Because especially it being online, but for me, that worked so much better because I knew if I was having a bad day, I didn't have to get in the car and drive to someone's office or whatever. I literally could. I've literally done sessions in bed in my pajamas. So if you're having a bad day, you don't have an excuse. And those days are the days when I had the biggest shifts with you. When I was like, I don't even want to talk to you today.
I remember.
but yeah, because it's not tangible, I think you don't know, you know, well, how can it work? But you have to be prepared to do some work.
Sure.
You have to. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people think that coaching is just like goals, you know, like
no.
You know, just around goals and how to make things happen. And what was your experience of our coaching, you know, in terms of like what people might think coaching is and what it actually is?
Everyone that I spoke to beforehand thought I was talking to like a psychotherapist.
Right.
So I had to explain to them like, no, it's just someone that's going to help me take a step back and not someone that's detached. It's that whole detaching, someone that can help you like pull you up above yourself so you can take a look down and see the bigger picture, because you're so caught up in all the stuff that you're trying to deal with that you can't see out, you can't see the wood for the trees. So you like kind of pulled me up so that I could see things. You asked me questions in a way that I wouldn't have thought about things. And it's like you've got someone on your team rather than, because I mean, if you talk to friends and family and stuff, there's always an agenda, there's always an ulterior motive because we're humans and that's how we work. So when it's someone that's totally separate from your life, I just think it works a million times better.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like I didn't feel like I couldn't tell you things. I didn't feel like I had to keep secrets, because almost in a way, because you're at the other end of the computer, I shut the lid and then you were gone. Yeah. So it's almost like you can just pour out and then go, oh, right, that's that for this week. Mm-hmm. And then your brain processes it between sessions. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love that analogy, actually, of like pulling someone up above the, like, you know, like you just said, to get an overview of what's going on. I really like that. I've not heard anyone explain it like that before, but it makes so much sense. I think having someone who's objective and who's not your family members who, as you say, you know, always have an agenda or always just want you to hear whatever they think you want to hear. So good stuff. A few more questions. So if you could describe our sessions or our, you know, our coaching together in one word, what word would you use?
Oh my gosh.
You can use a few words if you want, but one to three words.
Life changing, without a doubt. Like it absolutely did change my life. Challenging. Mm-hmm. Eye-opening. It's also a relief to untangle some of the stuff that we untangled to make me realize why I behaved a certain way, to then be like, to have a reason and to see the chain made me think like, oh well, I can change that because it's not something that's wrong with me, I'm behaving that way because of X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was relieving. Fun. Mm. They were fun.
We had a laugh.
Yeah, we did. And yeah, it was worth every penny. I know that's more than one word, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was more than one word, but definitely worth embellishing there. So, and last of all, would you recommend my coaching to, you know, a colleague or a friend or someone you know?
1,000,000%. Yes, mm-hmm. I would. I think if you're skeptical, all the more reason to do it. Because you're probably, and now I see people in kind of behavior loops like I was, and I'm like, please just do it. Absolutely. Even if you don't have to think you're like this broken person that needs fixing and you need therapy, if you just feel a bit unhappy or a bit stuck or a bit like Groundhog Day, like anxiety, stress, depression, all of that. Like I had all of that, and now I still have I still have bad days, but I can look at those bad days. Like I can pull myself up above myself now, and work through it rather than just lying in bed waiting till tomorrow. The one thing I remember saying to you at the beginning was, I don't want to keep waiting, feeling like I've put my life on hold, and I don't feel like that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wowza. Yeah. Anything else to add before we say ta-ra?
Well, I wouldn't have stopped really if I could. Like, I quite happily talk to you every week.
I would have loved that. I loved our sessions.
It's like a little dose of me time. It's a bit like going to a spa for your brain. That's what it's like. There you go. And who doesn't like a spa day?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking this time to talk to me. And I hope, people listening to this find this audio testimonial helpful. And so thanks so much, Anna. And speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.